Tensions between the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County are increasing regarding a move to have Hillsborough firefighters provide emergency medical services at Raymond James Stadium. On Monday, the Tampa Sports Authority voted 6-5 to allow county paramedics to move in on what previously had been the domain of Tampa EMS workers. City Attorney David Smith said Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio is not happy with that vote.
We are concerned, and I am certainly very concerned, about the implication of the carte blanche power of the county to amend the ordinance that's implicit in their legal position. We don't know to what extent they believe they have the authority to amend the ordinance. That ordinance and what the city does in reliance on that ordinance is very important. It would be very difficult for the city to plan and to staff and to equip itself to provide these services if those services and the distribution of those services can be affected so easily.
Smith indicated that the city may sue if the Hillsborough County government goes through with the idea. The issue came up initially in February when County Commissioner Jim Norman asked the Sports Authority to let county firefighters share the jobs, which pay between $25 to $35 an hour, and at a typical Tampa Bay Buccaneer game can last between 4 to 7 hours. Norman and the Hillsborough Firefighters Union have said that county paramedics should get a piece of the Raymond James action, since the county owns the stadium and pays two-thirds of the authority's financial deficit. The preemptive move of the county to hone in on what has been, since its inception in 1998, a job for City of Tampa workers, has alarmed Councilmember Charlie Miranda. Miranda went on a lengthy monologue about the dangers of such an action.
You have a tumbling block of a domino effect, including the International Airport and the Port of Tampa, of which all of them are within the boundaries of the City of Tampa. We're not looking to take anything out of Hillsborough County. Hillsborough County is doing well on their own and have their own leadership. And this is going to lead Hillsborough County, in my judgment, and the people living there, to look at it as a political way of saying we're tired of what we have and we want to have a mayoral government.
Ann Miranda said the county was in danger of starting a war between the city and county.
But what they're doing is starting in the wrong foot, and no one's going to win, and we're all going to come out limping off that same foot.
Councilwoman Gwen Miller also criticized the county for its actions.
It was given to the Tampa City Fire Rescue. They had been trained. They've been doing it since the stadium been there. And why the county feel now that they should have a part of it, I don't know why. But they don't need to have a part. They weren't a part of it in the beginning, and we don't, like Mr. Miranda said, we don't cross over into the county, and I don't think they should come cross into the city.
Council Chair Thomas Scott, who served on the county commission for years before becoming a council member last year and has frequently spoken positively of the process that government enacts compared to the city council, also expressed concerns.
And I would only caution the county and the county commissioners to walk very lightly on this issue, with this issue, and recognize the jurisdictional boundaries of the city fire rescue. And so hopefully that is what they would do, because the issue is really broad, even broader, because what will prevent them at in the future time from going to Plant City or anywhere else in the county and taking over?